Yes, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another brand new Rugby Muscle podcast, or Rugby Muscle Applied, depending on where you're watching. I guess it's still a Rugby Muscle podcast, but we are going to continue the Rugby Muscle Applied series with a brand new one for 2021. But before I get into that, I do want to just sort of give you a bit of a preface as to why these videos, or just to tell you the fact that these videos are going to be around 20 minutes from now on with the Rugby Muscle Applied series. I do know, I've been listening to you guys' feedback. I understand that the depth that we get into on some of the Rugby Muscle Applied is, whilst it's like appreciated in many ways, it sort of goes against the name of Rugby Muscle Applied, where I want to give you a bit more snappier information that you can really apply and use to your training. It's not just sort of, here's some ideas that you need to consider. It's like, this is what you should be doing, and you should be left with, yeah, maybe some detailed questions about what you specifically need to improve or specifically need to do to implement this into your program. But you have a really good idea of what you should be doing, and you should be able to get going off the back of these videos. Now, I've also said that, you know, the time that you invest in these videos and in the stuff that we do is worth the training time that you may or may not sacrifice in order to watch these videos tenfold. And I think this video sort of kicks that off in a really important and sort of profound way. And I think that if you watch this video and implement what we're talking about, you're going to have a very good 2021 with your training. Now, if you're listening to this on the podcast, do not worry. Don't have to immediately switch to the YouTube. I do think that you'll be able to understand everything and apply everything that we're talking about within this video series, or this video and this presentation I'm about to give, and be able to implement it with your training without too much of a visual. But if you feel free, or if you need to, absolutely go to the YouTube version and see if you can wrap your head around this stuff a little bit more. Now, if you have any questions on the YouTubes, please, first of all, you know, before any of this, give it a thumbs up and then comment below. Comments are the biggest thing that we can do to improve this algorithm and help spread the Rugby Muscle YouTube channel. It's one of my things I do really want to grow this year, and it's the reason that I'm trying to make these videos a bit sharper and a bit snappier. It's because I want them to be better quality for you guys. So please show me some love and give some comments. And you can ask any questions on this presentation or on what we're going to be talking about here. Or you can just comment below and say anything that helps out the algorithm. They are definitely appreciated. And if you have any questions, like I say, comment below. All right. So without further ado, let's get into this. Programming for Rugby 101, aka The Plan. So everyone wants to, who joins the Rugby Muscle Athletes Facebook group, they always talk about how, you know, what can I do to become a better rugby player? I want to learn more rugby specific things. And I think what we get confused about is we want there to be one specific movement that we can do that's going to help us be a better rugby player. When in actual fact, it's the program in itself. It's the organization of what you do that's way more important than exactly how you go about doing that. And this video is absolutely going to explain that, and hopefully by the end of it, you've really got a good idea of what you should be doing as a player to improve. So, what are we going to be talking about today? We're going to be talking about, why do we need a plan? Why do we need to actually put together this periodization plan that I've been talking about here? Like, why is that something that we necessarily need to do? We're also going to be talking about, what is periodization itself? It sounds like somewhat of a fancy sciencey word. And I think that sometimes people get lost just because it is that fancy sciencey word. And like, I'm not sure about this. And they don't trust it. So I'm going to sort of explain it from my point perspective. Also adjust my face here and put myself a little bit smaller in the corner. We're also going to talk about what you should be focusing on as a rugby player. And also what you should be supposed to focus on specifically for yourself as a rugby player and how to figure that out. Then we'll talk about like figuring out how to put it in some sort of sequential order. And then we'll finish out with some examples just so that you can really wrap your head around it. I know that sometimes it's a lot easier to implement this stuff if you've got a few examples to really fully wrap your head around it. Like I said, this is Rugby and Muscle Applied. I want you guys to understand all this information and go about applying it and utilizing it with your training. If I can do that, I'm going to be a very happy man this year. Okay, so why do we need a plan in the first place? Why can't we just, you know, follow WODs and workouts of the day and figure out whatever we're going to do each day and just go about doing that. Really, it's like, I don't know if it bugs me that I have to keep explaining this, but I will continue to keep explaining this. Your body is making, training is a stress that you place upon the body. It's a specific stress, and the body reacts specifically to overcome and accommodate that stress that you've given it. Now, it makes that adaptation to make sure that when that stress comes again in the future, it is able to overcome it. For example, you know, it's a survival mechanism. For example, if you have to run for a long distance and you find yourself getting incredibly fatigued at the end of that distance, your body is like, crap, you know, if we're trying to escape a predator here, we need to make sure that we're more prepared to escape the predator by running even further. So it will get aerobically more sound and be able to run even more. Likewise, if it needs to improve speed, you know, to, again, maybe evade a predator or find food or whatever it is, you know, it will be able to do that depending on the stresses that you give it. And it will be very specific with those reactions to that stress. And therefore, you want to continually give it a similar or slightly greater stress so that the body can keep adapting and keep getting better. And we need to be, you know, the better that we get at these specific components, the more specific we need to be. And that's sort of why I came up with the rugby physical preparation pyramid. You know, we can talk about how you need to get stronger, but if you weigh 100 pounds soaking wet, which is, you know, 40 kilos, I don't know what that is in stone, like 7 stone or something, I don't know. But if you weigh really little, if you're really skinny, you know, improving your absolute strength is probably going to come along by you improving your hypertrophy. Likewise, if, you know, million different examples, like I said, I want to get through this a little bit faster. So you can see why we sort of need to be more direct with the adaptations or with the stresses that we're trying to impose upon ourselves in order to adapt. We also cannot improve all of these stresses at once. You know, whether that is a time impact, whether, you know, we've only got 4 sessions, we can only do a certain amount of work, or whether that is a, you know, recovery, whether we just cannot recover from that. Remember, even if you have limitless time, for example, you know, full-time bodybuilders or full-time Olympic athletes, you know, weightlifters, they still do not spend all of their time doing nothing but lifting. You know, we need, even with all the steroids that are on, you still need to recover from that process. The adaptation is made after you finish training, you know? So it's about figuring out that balance between stress versus recovery. So you've only got a certain amount of time or recovery capability. To begin with, for example, here we've got the beginner, you can actually just evenly splice it out or spread that out between different components, and you're able to adapt. You know, you don't need to do 25 sets a week of squats in order to improve at squats if you're a brand new beginner. You would improve on 1 or 2 sets a week. You'll be able to get stronger and stronger and stronger. But there gets a point where that improvement threshold is a lot higher, right? So if you've never sprinted before and you only do 3 sets of sprints a week, you'll improve for a while, and then you'll reach a top point. Usain Bolt cannot do 3 sets of sprints a week and improve. He would need a lot more. So there's a real improvement threshold, and you could even go into the fact that maybe Usain Bolt could improve on 3 sprints a week because he's detrained and he knows how to get back to that level. So there are lots of ins and outs that you could go into here, and I'm trying to keep this video under 20 minutes, so I'm going to sort of skip over that point. And so, you know, once you've got past that beginner stage, you've only got a certain amount of recovery. For example, in season, here we look at that first example in the middle here where someone's in season, maybe they haven't got the time, maybe they just don't have the recovery capabilities because they need to get ready for the next game, and now they've just gone with the same training program but condensed. And what you realize here is if you need, maybe you need 30 to 40 units of this the training threshold to actually meet the threshold to actually make that improvement, right? So see here where we've got 3 units here in this in-season block that are all 13 or 15 or so. You know, they don't improve. You don't improve about any of these things. You give enough of a stimulus to increase fatigue, but you haven't got enough stimulus there to recover and come back stronger. Whereas if you've got this periodized approach to the right here, this guy is actually going to make, at least, you know, they're going to make an improvement at that, the pink component. And these could be any components. It's way too, you know, individualized, and there's so many different ways that you could look at this, but it's just an example sort of to help you wrap your head around it. This guy is able to make significant improvement in the pink area whilst doing enough with the darker red and the medium red to still improve, or not improve, but still maintain those other aspects in season. And they're only using half the time that they were doing with the beginners, you know, or half of their capable time. Likewise, in an off season, again, maybe the improvement threshold is even higher because this person's more and more advanced. Now that they're, you know, they need to spend more of their time focusing on pink versus, I should have used different colors for this, but versus medium red versus dark red, you know? And that could be anything. That could be speed versus strength versus hypertrophy, or it could be upper body versus lower body, or it could be power versus core work versus anything, any endurance aspect, you know? There are so many different things that you could sort of, that you have to figure out where you've got your time and where you've got your recovery capabilities to go about improving. And the other thing is with a plan is that we need it because we need to, for me, it really does help stay motivated. It helps us stay organized with our motivation. It helps us, actually see that there is a path to our goals and follow our journey along that path. Whereas if you're just doing random stuff every day, you're at the whim of your motivation. And you know, that leads almost exclusively to people quitting. You know, they'll do 2 weeks of really heavy stuff or you know, a really aggressive program, and then they'll do 2 weeks where they just fuck off and they don't do anything. And they're never going to get the right results. Whereas if you're following a periodized program, you're actually affording yourself to do a lot less because you know everything is in that greater plan and you're putting less stress. You know, you're not worried about the fact that you haven't done any speed work for a while because you know that's part of your program later, or you know that you're still improving it via speed mechanisms. There's a train going by, so I'm going to pause this real quick. Hi guys, I just wanted to jump in here to tell you that if you're enjoying this podcast and you want to become a better athlete, then you can go ahead and visit rugby-muscle.com and pick up any of our free goodies. That is the 50 free rugby conditioning sessions, the physique nutrition crash course video series, the supplement guide, and newly added is a macro calculator. Yes, that's right, a macro calculator where you will be able to work out your protein, carbs, fat, and calories that you should be eating on a daily basis to give you a guide as to where to start your diet from. This will help in conjunction with your 53 conditioning sessions to build you out a decent little plan that will enable you to take control of your training and use effective training and nutrition to become a better athlete. All that stuff and more can be found at rugby-muscle.com or rugby-muscle.com/macros for the macro breakdown.
Yeah, so this apartment where I'm at, two or three times a day, a train goes by and it is ridiculously loud. And it goes really slowly as well. Completely unnecessary. What is necessary, though, is your year-long plan or a longer-term plan that you need to sort of really stay motivated, because you're not then questioning yourself whether you need to improve upon these different things. You know where you are. You know where you are along that journey. And it requires a lot less effort. As you see here with the comic I've put in the bottom left here, you're also less likely to give up. If you give up, then you know that's one surefire way that you're never going to make the improvements you want to make. So it's just a really good way of staying on track without having to use so much willpower and figure out what you've got to do. You're able to see yourself play out that, you know, follow along your satellite navigation to get to your end goal. Now, with that in mind, we've got to figure out what our end goal is. Before we do that, you know, what is periodization? So what does that even mean? It's just a sciencey way to talk about a plan. And really, it's a plan where we are deliberately, you know, pulling back on some areas whilst promoting the usage of other physical components or the improvement of other physical components. So it doesn't even have to be physical. You can periodize everything. You could periodize, you know, a lot of work is somewhat periodized for the working week. We go 5 days on, 2 days off, and then we do a summer, you know, we have a summer break or whatever, you know. A periodization is just a longer term plan, or any sort of plan that you go about deliberately trying to tackle a larger task by breaking it down into lots of smaller tasks. And so you would organize that from a physical body the same way that you would organize, you know, I've spoken about this in a previous Rugby Muscle Applied, trying to organize building a city. You wouldn't just try and do everything at once. You can't get all the workers to come in. You can't get the painters to come in to paint the building before you've even laid all the bricks down, right? Likewise, you cannot, you know, it might not be in your interest to really work on your absolute top end speed if you know that you could actually be a lot stronger or a lot fitter and you can only do one sprint before being completely gassed already. Or, you know, you might even risk pulling your hamstring on the very first sprint because you know your hamstrings are pretty weak. So many different examples that I'm not going to get into, but realize that it's a plan where different parts of the plan build upon previous parts of the plan. It's not just, right, we're going to do this and this and this and this and this. Go. It's, right, we're going to do this. And then once we've got this adaptation, this is going to allow us to do this a little bit better. So then we're going to focus on this to promote the, you know, so many different ways. And I'm sorry that I can't be more specific, but there are specifically with rugby, so many different ways. And wait till the end where we give the examples where you can see it. So what do we need to focus on? So many different things that we can focus on as a rugby player, but I broke it down already into the rugby physical preparation pyramid. And that is only when we're talking about strength and conditioning. We've also got skills, tactics, and mental components, which I'll touch on in a bit, that you also are able to improve. But I structured this series and I structured this pyramid because there are certain aspects that bleed up. So it's, you know, you focus on mostly working on your base, then you can slowly but surely focus on the things that are above, but understand that they are a much smaller component of the pyramid. I'm not going to go into this pyramid. That's for the other video. So they'll be linked in below, or you can just type in on YouTube, Rugby Physical Preparation Pyramid, and the videos will come up and explain to you much in more in depth about why I chose these and why they're going to help you with rugby. But for you, you need to figure out what you need to improve upon by looking at your game first, identifying what your jobs you have to do for your team to win. You also got to identify how well you perform at each job. You want to identify what you need to work on to make you a better player and what you might want to improve upon already to just make you that much more effective. Say, for example, if you're someone that is a really good winger that stands out because of your speed, could you get even more speed that would just make you completely, you know, undefendable? It would also be a good idea for this to get someone else to do this for you, because we tend to be very biased in as rugby players and look at ourselves with shiny glasses and think that we're awesome. So, or, you know, we might say, oh, we're terrible at this and this. Oh my God, I need to work at everything. So maybe have a teammate or a coach look at it and identify exactly where you need to improve as a player. Then you want to look at yourself physically and break those things that you need to improve down upon, like where you physically need to improve. And again, as I get into the examples, you'll see how this sort of works out. But, you know, what physical access do you possess compared to your peers? Where could you improve upon? Where do you need to develop? Why do you perform and play rugby the way that you do? And can that be changed? And then you're going to look back at the pyramid and just identify some areas. For example, someone that needs to work, that's kind of weak, doesn't maintain that a long performance and finds themselves getting bullied at a ruck. They might just be, you know, they might be really small. So they actually have to work on their hypertrophy before they worry about their strength and core control, etc. It's that example earlier that I said, for this 100-pound bloke that's just really weak at ruck time. Well, they probably don't want to work absolute strength. Rather, they want to work hypertrophy and get bigger, which will help them get stronger. Or you've got someone that, you know, isn't able to move too well, and they're not able to perform too well later in the game, but maybe that's because they're aerobically really weak and they're gassed after the first few minutes. And there's so many different things that you can improve upon, or so many different routes that you can go about improving. So it's really important that you understand exactly how this is individualized to you, and be as specific as necessary. For example, when we're looking at speed. It's not just speed. You're looking at top speed or acceleration. And then when you're looking at acceleration, you can look at linear or lateral acceleration, you know? But and then even from there, it's not as simple as just saying, oh, okay, that's what I need to physically improve, because it could be that your lateral acceleration is more a case that you just don't move too well. Or it could be a case that it's your decision making. You know, you actually move laterally quite well, but you don't step your opponents because you don't know how to step, or you're not a very good judge of when to make the sidestep. Or you don't read what the opponents are gonna do. Maybe you rush up too fast and you put yourself on on the shitter, as I say, as a coach, where you're sat there and they're just going to step you because you've pushed up and you've taken away the space too fast, but you haven't prepared for them to make a step. Likewise, you could break it down, like say for hypertrophy, you could look at upper body, lower body. You could look at different movements that you're stronger and weaker at, and different body parts. Likewise, let's move my head here. But you can look at, if you're looking at endurance, you're also looking at movement. You could fatigue in a game because you just move so poorly. You could also fatigue in a game because you're aerobically not very well developed. But you could also need to work on your endurance in a game because you are tactically making poor decisions. You're running around being useless and hitting rucks that you don't need to hit. You're running and you're making yourself tired. So that isn't even a physical component. So it's really important that, like, you take this time to understand what you need to improve on, because maybe you are really fit, but it actually turns out that you get tired in a game because you're exhausting yourself in areas that you don't need to exhaust yourself. So, like I said, time spent doing this is so valuable for you guys in figuring out that you don't waste your time training, working areas that you don't need to work on. And so once again, identify the minimum things that you can work on because you've only got that limited amount of recovery capacity, and you can always add in more stuff afterwards. But you want to make sure that you identify the minimum amount of things that you can improve upon, and ideally work it from the ground up. So you want to work the base of the pyramid. You could spend all of your training life as an amateur rugby player, for sure, just in this bottom area, this level one of the human of the physical preparation pyramid, the human level, and just get better at those things, and then work on your skills and your tactical preparation indefinitely, and you would continue to be a better rugby player for decades to come. So go check out that video. Now, to finish off with, let's look at just a couple examples. Here we've got someone who is trying to, someone who needs to get a little bit fitter, but also needs to get a little bit bigger. And so they figured out that, we figured out that they need to work on their aerobic work. And these are 2-week blocks. So these little cells on the left are actually 2-week chunks. So they're spending a good deal of time just working aerobic whilst holding maintenance calories and maybe in a slight deficit. So they get fitter and fitter and fitter, particularly without, because they haven't got too much gym access because they're in lockdown right now. And once they've transitioned from that aerobic work, they've got a really good aerobic base, they've got a good power and speed base, then once gyms open back up and we've got, we're happy with where that athlete is aerobically, then we can look at their strength components and we can look at starting to really build out a little bit more muscle mass. But that whole time, we still maintain that aerobic capacity and the aerobic power. So they are still able to be well conditioned, but now we're putting more muscle on that frame and making sure that they stay conditioned whilst they get bigger and stronger. And then as they head into preseason, we'll do a little bit of anaerobic work just to make sure that when they get to preseason, that they're okay and they're capable of doing the anaerobic work that most clubs seem to like to have their players do in the middle of a preseason, which I wouldn't do, but it's something that, you can't just tell your coach, look, wait till I get to a game in 6 weeks, I'm going to be the best, because that's a lot of faith that the coach has to put into you. Whereas if you just say, look, let's do a little bit of anaerobic work, it gets you there. And then they're going to work on their speed and the power so that once they get into the season, they're as powerful and they're as fast as they need to be. And then they can use that speed to, they can maintain that speed in the season by playing rugby. And then once the season gets around, we'll do this assessment again, and we'll figure out where they can improve upon with the limited amount of recovery capacity that they will have in season. This person needs to work on just getting bigger, right? So this person's got a lot of time where their whole priority is just to get bigger. Their biggest weakness is that they're not big enough to play the position that they want to play. They also want to get fit. So luckily, working aerobic work complements the mass and strength gaining quite well if you plan them well within the week. So we're going to do that whilst working a good calorie surplus. And the whole time, it's really important that this athlete doesn't get injured, because this athlete has had a history of niggling injuries, which has held them back from being able to build the mass that they need to build. This player's got good talent, but if we can just really emphasize that this is a long-term plan and they've got the time to build out this size, then they're going to be an absolute demon on the pitch come September. And you can see here that once we've hit a good long block of really gaining some mass, then we're going to try and actualize that mass by doing their strength work, by making those muscles just that little bit stronger and making sure that they're nice and efficient at firing, and we'll work a little bit of speed and power at that time whilst just maintaining. Maybe we'll strip away a little bit of fat if they put a little bit too much fat tissue on, but not too much. And then we'll go back into gaining, because this is a young athlete as well. So they want to spend as much of this time as they can really gaining the size so that they can then gain the strength. And as the years go by, this will sort of flip on its head and we'll work more longer term strength with little bits of making sure that they are holding that mass on top of it. I think that's the last example I give. Yeah, and that rounds out the video. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Hopefully you understand now how you can sort of create a plan to... Hold on. Hopefully you understand how you can create a plan to make yourself a better rugby player. If you have any questions upon this stuff, let me know in the comments below, or let me know what you plan to do for yourself as a player, how you want to go about improving your 2021. I'd love to hear your feedback. I'll respond to every single comment in the comment section below. Thank you guys so much for watching. If you're listening on the podcast, as usual, 5-star reviews really help. This is going to be a big year for Rugby Muscle, and it starts by you guys creating plans for yourself and really seeing about where you can improve. So I hope you guys enjoyed that one. Thank you so much for watching. Follow up with this if you really need to figure out exactly how to improve the physical components. Rugby Physical Preparation Pyramid on YouTube, and I'll see you guys in the next one. All right, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed that episode of the Rugby Muscle Podcast, then I've got a quick little request and a potential prize giveaway for you if you do said request. All I want you to do is go to Apple Podcasts and type up a 5-star review. Just your general opinions of the podcast would be great feedback, but also helps us reach higher rankings, get more exposure, allow me to attract more guests and devote more time to developing a better all-around podcast experience for you. All you have to do, once again, is go and give us a 5-star review on whatever podcast service you use. Let me know that you've got it. And then every single week, I'll be selecting one review to give away a free prize. That free prize will be either one free month of Team Rugby Muscle. That's our world-class strength condition program app delivered directly to your phone. Or if that doesn't interest you, then we've got one free consultation where I'll go over your training program, your nutrition, and advise you how to best plan for your goals. Even if none of those things interest you, it's still doing me a solid and helping the podcast grow by going and giving us a 5-star review. There's no real excuse. It takes like 1 minute and that helps the show out exponentially. So I'd really appreciate it if you could do that. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see you in the next one.